Harris Austin, Coach Leon Rice. Coach, if we can start with you, just some thoughts on tonight's game.
I thought San Diego State did a great job. They were terrific on both ends of the floor and pounded us on the glass.
Questions for our student athletes? Over here to your right, guys.
Nick, obviously, the matchup with San Diego State, they're probably not a typical sixth seed. Coach Rice mentioned the glass, I think 37-23, and they had 21 second chance points. How big were some of the second chances they were getting on the glass, and how big was that in the game?
It was pivotal for us to come into this game and block out and get our defensive boards. And, obviously, they're a very athletic team, and they just came in and played harder than us. And, when they get 13 offensive boards and 24 second chance points, you can't win those games like that.
They came in shooting 31% from three, and they go 9-for-13. Was it your defense? Were they just one of those nights for them? Or how do you look at their outside shooting?
They hit shots. That's all that matters.
In that last game against Air Force, you guys had 23 assists. You guys were getting a lot of really good looks. Tonight, you guys did make, I think it was 9 threes, but you guys only had 10 assists. What was different about the offense tonight?
They're a good defensive team. They're a completely different team to Air Force. A lot of length. I thought we could have done a better job of kicking the ball out a little bit. And, we got a shot blocked about 10 times. And they just created momentum and downhill from them on offense. A little different team. You can't really compare the games at all. We had our chances there, but, they're the better team today.
Paris, how disappointing just with the momentum you guys came in with to this game with to lose, in the first round for the second year in a row?
It's very disappointing, I think all of us take pride in winning basketball games, and tonight we didn't do that. And it always hurts to have a loss, but this one hurt a lot.
Thank you.
Nick, at one point in time in that game, you guys were up 35-29, and just kind of curious, that what was kind of the turning point in this game, did you feel?
Kind of remember, but that run was pretty pivotal for them going into half. They're at five at halftime and didn't really respond well there, and didn't really turn the corner after they made a run and they kept going and came out of halftime and we tried to come out, but they just kept pressing and what was that?
Go ahead.
Obviously Malik didn't play in that first game with you guys. I think he was averaging 11-ish points a game. He has ties a career high of 22 today. Hotsel's averaging 7. He scores 21. How frustrating is it for, in this game is when they have their nights?
They're great players. Malik's probably one of the best gifted athletes in the conference, and he showed that, and he came out and played harder than us. And 22 points, and Max just hit threes, and we left him open on basically all of them. So that helped him out a fair bit. But they're great players, and they turned up tonight and did what they do. And Max, he's a 3-point shooter, and he made 24-26, and we kept letting him shoot 6 and hit 5. But that's what they do, and they came out and played, so credit to them.
Mike, here again.
Hey, Nick, this is you guys' last guaranteed game, obviously, and just kind of curious, the last 4 years have been like for you, and how hopeful are you that you get at least one more?
It would be great to get one more, obviously, in the blue and orange. Best decision I've ever made. Love the school, love the coaching staff, love all the players I played with. Obviously sad to go out like this, and I thought this was a pretty special group. We worked so hard being such a young group. Obviously picked 7th and 5th, and we were right there for first all year, and doubted all year, and we got some special guys on the team. you know, that can, you know, change Boise State program and change the culture, and that's what we've done this year, and it's just only the beginning, I think. And you know, I firmly believe that, you know, this team will be back next year and winning these games and getting better. So, you know, I love my school, I always will. Hopefully I can get one more wherever that is, but you know, I just love everybody in the Boise State you know, community.
Nick, I know sometimes it does come down to the players if you guys want to play in one of those tournaments or whatever. What do you think, this is different maybe than years past? Is there, you think, a chance you guys would want to go out and try to play a couple more together and take a run at some sort of championship?
I mean, no doubt. You know, this is probably one of the closest teams I've ever been on, just in terms of cohesion, loving each other, just always sacrificing for each other. Yeah, I bet, yeah, every single one of us would probably want to, you know, play an extra game with each other. You know, it's just a sad way to go out, and truly believe that we could have done it this year, but that's possible. Someone's going to win, someone's going to lose, and, you know, I'm sure every single one of us will want to play one more game with each other.
I just got to say, I mean, you know, he knows where I feel about these seniors. And he, you know, he knows I don't want to talk about it. And it was a tough way to go out. I'm really proud of these guys. And then he just handles all the questions and, you know, does it all for us. Just shows you why this team won games. Don't mean to break down up here, but these guys are amazing. And no matter what circumstances they face, they're always amazing. You know, they step up for me when I don't want to be up here talking about it, because it was a tough way to end the season. And just, it's a group I'm really, really proud of that I coached. And you can see why. I apologize for breaking down, but this is a special group led by some pretty amazing guys, these seniors. So I just want to say thank you to them and how much they mean to me and this program. So thank you.